This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepare. So you all heard the top of the hour news, and that Saudi Arabia has cut its oil production by 2 million barrels per day. Okay. Well, that's part of the story. Another part of the story is that they've already overreported how much they were producing by about the same amount. So you can figure somewhere around 2 million barrels a day plus the 2 million that they've already overreported. That's about 4 million, and I'm rounding. And how much is that? Well, 4 million barrels per day on the amount that is produced by OPEC, which would be somewhere around 30 million barrels a day. So it looks to me like a little over 10% is the amount that they've backed off. Let's put this in perspective. I was alive during the 1973-1974 Arab oil embargo. And what they did, the OPEC organization withdrew about 5% of the oil that they exported to the United States. 5%. And the domino effect of that little removal, 5% of the oil, caused gasoline rationing in the United States. And dependent on whether your license plate had an odd or even number, you could get gas on an odd or even day. So odd numbered license plates, let's say it had a number, ended in number 2. That's an even number. You could buy gasoline on the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th day of the month. If it ended in, ended in even number like 2, 4, 6, 8, you could buy gasoline on even numbered days. If it were odd, you could only buy gas on odd numbered days. Okay? So the most you could buy gasoline was every other day. All right. That was one thing. It caused gasoline lines to go around the block, sometimes a mile long, to buy gasoline at gas stations. And gas stations didn't have very much gas. It was a real problem. And gas prices spiked up. Okay. So that happened with a 5% reduction. We're talking about, if my numbers are right, and if my supposition is right, we're talking about 10% or a little bit more based on the overreporting of the oil that's being exported, plus the 2 million barrels a day. Now, what does that mean? That means that you can be absolutely, positively sure that gasoline prices are going to go up. Absolute certainty. And here we are. Because we have become dependent, just like other countries in Europe, we've become dependent on the global supply. Of what? Of everything. We're dependent on China for tires and tire tubes and bearings and wheel hubs and brake parts and steel and everything else, we are toast. And we can't fix it because we're not smart enough to put the best people in the jobs that require the best people. Not everybody's a rocket scientist. But when you need a rocket scientist, you need one. You don't need a football player in the position of a rocket scientist. You need a rocket scientist in that position. And who's going to fix this? Can we rely on government? Of course not. They lie to us every day. They keep telling us that we went to the moon and back. They keep telling us that they're UFOs. No, it's a swamp gas. They keep telling us that inflation, no, that's 8.3%. Government can't tell the truth. So it's back to this. What would the king do? So if you look at the decisions that are being made, what would the king do? If the king wanted to keep the kingdom, what would the king do? And what are the kings? Well, they're called mayors. They're called governors. They're called presidents. They're called senators. They're called congresspeople. Congressmen, they used to be called. What would they do to keep their position? You know, Bill Gates has a house, pretty nice, I guess. I mean, the architecture, I think, is atrocious. But I guess to him, it's pretty nice. You know how big it is? Well, let's say the average house is around 2,200 square feet in the United States, somewhere around there. His is 66,000 square feet. How much do you think his electric bill is? How much do you think he is contributing to our suffocation by polluting the air, by heating and cooling that monstrosity? How much do you think Joe is contributing to the toxic air by flying his entourage and multiple planes and the Beast and all the rest of the vehicles wherever he feels like going? Or his joy rides back and forth from Washington, D.C. to the first state, also known as Delaware, for weekends, you know, because he wants to be with his family. Could he take the Corvette that he's got, the old Corvette? No. He's got to fly, and it's costing toxic air and money. But, you know, he's special, and he gets to do that kind of stuff. He gets to work the hours that he wants. Why? Because he's the big boss. He's the big chief. You need to watch a series called Person of Interest. And if you actually pay attention to this series, which is about 10 years old, it will open your eyes as to what people do. Favors in government, special deals, murder for hire, poisoning for hire, watching and spying on every move that you make and how they do it. This is 10 years old. And it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And when you watch it, when you realize that it's actually a documentary, you should be disgusted with what's happened to all of us while we've been sleeping. Government has records on every one of us. They know what you buy, when you buy it. They know the phone calls you make. They know when you go to sleep. They know when you get up. They know what your electric bill, your gas bill is. They know what kind of car you drive. They know whether you've gotten speeding tickets, parking tickets. They know whether you like Fruit Loops or not. They know whether you buy vitamins. They know who your friends are. They know whether you have a swimming pool. They even have aerial surveillance that can track and watch people from above while they're moving around the parking lot. They can see birds flying and landing on the light poles in parking lots of Walmart. They know if you are at Walmart, and they know how long you've been there. There's even a company, and I exposed this many years ago, and they set up this tracking array in several malls in the United States. That's when malls actually had visitors and guests and customers. They literally set up an array, and when you walked through the door of the mall, they got your cell phone number. They knew who you were. They knew whether you went to the Sears or JCPenney or Victoria's Secret and how much time you spent there, and how they knew it all. They could put dots on the mall floor plan map and show where you went and how long you spent there. Yeah, it's all true. It's disgusting. And that's where we are. So when you look at your politicians, keep that in mind. Is it one of them? They're all in on it together. They all have guns aimed at each other's heads. And no one is willing to rat out the others because they're all in bed with each other. They're all on the take. All of them. Gwyneth, back to you.
It's true what's written in the Bible. You can't serve God and mammon. And, you know, this is it. This is the lesson that God has had to teach me. And because there was a time in my life that I wanted to be wealthy. Everybody, I suppose, wants to be wealthy, but God said, no, don't bother with that. It's all going away soon. Don't even bother with it, you know. I'll provide for you. I'll provide what you need. Just don't even worry about all the rest of it. And I thought, he's, you know, so I went, okay, I won't. There's actually even a scripture that says that. It's Jeremiah chapter 45, verse 5, if my memory serves me correctly. And it's absolutely jaw-dropping. Everything's falling apart. Everything's going away. Here in Australia, I would like to segue into the real estate situation here in Australia and also historically how things were in Scotland, if you don't mind, Vincent. I don't know how close we are to the break.
Sure, we can do that. I just have one quick comment. You talked about don't worry about money, God saying that. Here at USA Preparers Class, in case you're new, we have no sponsors. Not one. We have no income stream at USA Prepares. None. We are all volunteers because we believe that it's our obligation, our duty, and our pleasure to teach things that we have learned so that you don't have to learn them the hard way. That's who we are. We are not doing this for money. Absolutely not. And every once in a while, I will kid one of our instructors. I'll give him or her a call, after a broadcast, and I'll say, that was a great job. You know, we need to double your compensation. Zero times two is still zero. So that's where we are. Okay, back to you.
Okay, yeah. Here in Australia, here is an example of how things are falling apart. If you are in the middle class, okay, so let's say you have a job, and that job brings in 800 Australian dollars a week, which is about the same as if you were in America and you had a job and you were bringing in 800 Federal Reserve notes a week, okay? How do you think that would go for you if you were evicted from your rental property? Let's say your land, through no fault of your own, let's say your landlord wanted to sell your house or the house.
Great.
That you're
right.
Living
we'll
in.
Talk about that when we
Did
come
you
back.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, you have a job, and you are compensated $800 per week in Australia, and your landlord says, you know what, I'm going to sell the place, or your landlord says, I'm not renewing your lease, you're out of here. So whatever the reason is, you don't have a place to live. Gwyneth, $800 a week, what happens next in Australia?
Okay, so you're given your eviction date and you've got to leave, because if you don't, then the cops are going to show up and they're going to evict you. That's just how it is. Before that, you'll get about 5 or 6 months notice. Sometimes you'll get a month or 2 months notice or however long it is. You go around the real estate agents and you begin to look for another rental property. Well, you've got people who have applied for 100 rental properties. These are not deadbeats. These are people who are bringing in $800 a week, and they, you know, they've had the same job for 5 or 10 years, and they're regular working class, middle class people, and they cannot find another house to rent. They cannot do it. It's impossible for them to do it. And they are ending up going down to the St. Vincent de Paul Society or the Salvation Army and begging them for help. And the Salvation Army or the St. Vincent de Paul Society They can't help them except that they will give them a food voucher and a tent. That's the help that they'll get from the Salvation Army or the St. Vincent de Paul Society. And that includes whole families with little babies, pregnant women. It doesn't matter. In fact, the more children you have, the less likely you are to get a rental. That's just how it is. It's just, and you've got tent cities springing up in state parks. And the park rangers are trying to get rid of the tent cities out of the state parks. And what the people are doing is they are packing up their tents at 6 a.m. and they are, you know, heading out of there, heading off to their jobs. And they've got their tent in the boot of their car, in the trunk of their car, and they go to their job. You know, they stop by some sort of public shower facility, maybe a gym or something like that, and then they go to their job, and their employer has no idea that they're homeless. And they do their job for their 8 hours a day, and then they, you know, around about 6 p.m., they show up again at their camping spot, the same camping spot. And they know the park ranger has knocked off for the day. And they set up their tents and they, you know, light their little primer stove or their campfire or whatever it is, you know, and they cook their dinner. And, their significant other comes in from their job or from picking the kids up from school. And nobody has any idea that these people are all homeless, the children and everything. This is how people are living, a lot of people are living, and it's not just one person. It'll be like 50 people camped together in this campsite that they've all agreed that they're going to camp there because there's safety in numbers. And they will all come together and by about 7 p.m., they'll all be there with their little primer stoves and campfires and all the rest of it in the state park. And, you know, they'll be cooking their dinner and putting their kids to bed. And then by 6 a.m. the following morning, the whole place will all be packed up, clean as a whistle. You'd never know it was there. That's how people are living as homeless people in Australia at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, today, there's people there could be people listening to this broadcast. And if there's somebody, you know, who is listening to this broadcast, it'll be in the middle of the night, but they can call in, 866-582-9933.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas death row inmate whose case defined the role of spiritual advisors in death chambers nationwide is scheduled for lethal injection Wednesday. 38-year-old John Ramirez was sentenced to death for killing a convenience store clerk back in 2004. Elon Musk has offered to close his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter Incorporated on the terms he originally agreed to. Gerber Kawasaki, Wealth and Investment Management CEO, Roger Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
I'm thinking it's going to make the business books on how not to buy a company.
A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it plowed into the ground Wednesday during a live fire drill with the United States. The mishap took place near the coastal city of Gangneung, South Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed laws Wednesday claiming the annexation of four Ukraine territories. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day you've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm talking about homelessness, and it's happening all over the world. Cities in the United States, we're talking about specifically in Australia, with Gwyneth Isaacs, who lives in Australia. And Gwyneth, about 5 years ago, according to the Guardian media outlet, they said that the New South Wales government passed a law to tear down homeless camps in Martin Place. That's in Sydney, Sydney, Australia. And so there is this government official. He's got his suit on. He's got his black robe on as if he is a judge. He's got these long tabs coming down from his collar around his neck, you know, white tabs like a Jesuit. And he's got a white wig on. And he's wearing his spectacles. So this guy is in the middle of the homeless camp. And they, well, it says the bill authorizes, well, this now law, authorizes the police to remove people from Crown land if the land minister deems there's a public safety issue. So if the government says that the government land, the Crown land, meaning the Queen's land, now the King's land, if these homeless tents cause a public safety issue, they can bulldoze them down. And what has happened in many places, and I've seen the images and I've read the stories, they take these front-end loaders with grappling hooks and they bring the garbage trucks with them, and they load the garbage trucks, these big tractor trailers, with all kinds of homeless structures. Now, these could be cardboard boxes, they could be plywood tacked together, they could be sheet metal, they could be camper trailers or recreational vehicles. And if they deem that it's a public safety issue, all across the United States as well as other countries, they end up with these front-end loaders that police show up and they just destroy the structure and load them into tractor trailers for transportation to the local dump. That's what's happening. So your money that you've given to the Salvation Army, that you've given to St. Vincent de Paul in Australia, some of that money goes into tents, and some of those tents go into the landfill at the pleasure of the local or state or country government. Gwyneth, your thoughts.
I've lived as a homeless person in the past, and it's not fun. If you have to live as a homeless person, probably the only two ways that you could safely really do it is to do what these people are doing, that is, set up your camp in the evening, live in one place for that night, and then pack it up early in the morning, like before about 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and move on. Go on with your day. Go and have a shower. Go and show up to your work. Deliver your kids to school. Either that, or go out right into the hinterboonies and learn to live as your ancestors lived. And that is the hard way to be homeless. And that's the way that I chose back in the day. I camped as a homeless person with my two sons, who were boys at the time. They're men now. And my dog, in a camper van, all the way across the Nullarbor, all the way through Victoria. And we ended up in the Eildon State Park. And, you know, that was a rather horrifying time. I won't go into it today. But I ended up in a very dangerous situation in the Eildon State Park and escaped by the skin of my teeth with my sons. But there were people who wanted to kill us in the state park. And they had a lot of weapons, and they had dogs, tracking dogs, Alsatians, hunting us through the forest. They had helicopters, they had spotter planes. These people were all moneyed up and they wanted us dead, but they obviously didn't get us because I'm still alive. My sons are still alive. And I'm still out and about in the wilderness. Except these days I live in a mud brick house, but I still live off grid. I don't want to be in town. The thought of being in town, I call towns concentration camps, because sooner or later that's what they're going to become. And if you don't know how to live outside of civilization now, you'd better learn. And there's so much that I still need to know. There's so much that I still need to learn. And I think that if the modern world went away entirely today, I would still struggle in certain areas, but I would make it through. I'd be okay, you know. But if I would barely make it, what would your average Joe who feeds nightly on steak and potato chips do? What would they do?
What would below average Joe do? I mean, he has an entourage to make sure his shoes are tied. Okay, so, Gwyneth, we have on the line someone who really appreciates what you do. And he has called in several times, and he literally really appreciates what you do. His name is Herman. And Herman is calling in from Nevada. Welcome, Herman.
Hey, good morning, Gwyneth and Vincent. I apologize I haven't gotten an email back to you. Computer gremlins, brand new replacement batteries in my MacBook Pros from a top professional. He's getting all bad batteries. We're going to put the fourth replacement in. So between that and the internet on and off, you know that whole story. But Gwyneth, please check your email. I'm sending you an email today, and get back to me so we can help tighten you up, so to speak. Vincent, what you were just saying was...
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. You don't have to thank me. What you've done and all of your contribution to the show, it's my honor and my privilege, and I'm happy to do it. Vincent, what Gwyneth was just saying was interesting to me. You know, the people that live in continents in Africa and different remote places that have very little technology, they're going to actually get through what's coming easier because they're already used to it, having such limited resources. And folks like us that live below our means on a much more limited level, as Bert and you have spoken about, see how little electricity you can use, the least technology possible. Mike Adams has a great saying, high tech, low tech, and no tech. So I focus on the low tech and no tech, and I think that that's really important for what's coming. Your thoughts?
Well, if you're asking me, I'm in total agreement, and we have very little technology. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was talking about hidden electricity users with Bert, and Bert brought up something important. He said, Vin, there's an item that you forgot that steals electricity, that uses electricity, and it's really not even apparent. He was talking about a satellite receiver. And the reason I didn't mention it is I don't have one. I don't have one of these devices that's plugged into one of these little dishes that receives signals from television satellite. I don't have one of those. So it's not running all the time. So that didn't come up in my thought pattern. And that's because I have reduced the amount of technology that we have here at the farm to the absolute minimum. And I was thinking about that. I'm glad you brought this up, Herman. I was thinking about that yesterday as I was doing some farming. And I was thinking, how can we further reduce our expenses? And the answer is, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because we've done so much already. For example, we don't go out very much. We have diesel-powered tractors that are very frugal with fuel because they're old. They're not these turbocharged, big, super pieces of equipment. We don't have propane or natural gas or heat with electricity. We heat with wood. So, in terms of expenses, I've trimmed down, increased the efficiency of everything we have to the point where I don't know how we can reduce the or increase efficiency anymore. That's a big problem.
Well,
and that's what you're talking
here,
about
with
Africa. They don't have these devices. So reduction, what are they going to cut out? Wi-Fi? They don't have Wi-Fi.
Let me jump in here and ask a quick question. Gwyneth, your phone sounds really clear. And when Vincent asked, how can Vincent make the show better? I said, We got to get Gwyneth a landline or a phone. Your phone sounds great now. Have you gotten a new tower put up or a different phone?
The last, probably about 6 or 8 weeks ago, I did get a new cell phone.
Vincent, your thoughts? Because my first thought was, let's get Gwyneth the best clarity so that we can hear her and really enjoy what she has to contribute.
Let me jump in for a second. The cell phone that she has is not a new cell phone. It's not brand new. It's previously owned by someone else.
Different. The problem is, I can hear her wonderfully
well. The one from Kathy ended up dying because it had the Apple battery issue that Apple iPhones get, and it ended up that it was hardly holding a charge. So I went into town. I happened to sell an animal, I think, or I came, I happened to generate some income somehow. And I went into town and I bought an Android phone from the supermarket. And it was the least expensive one that could still do everything I needed for it to do. So this is it. It's, the cell phone situation is that I've got one window in my house that I can use the cell phone from, and there's various places across the land where I can use the cell phone, but the signal on the land is quite patchy. But there's one window in the house where if I put the cell phone up at that window, I know I'm pretty well going to get a good signal because it faces a valley, and at the other end of that valley is a particular town that has a cell phone tower. But that town is 60 kilometers away. So how's that?
Gwyneth, I have a quick question for you.
But I do.
Weren't there times, Gwyneth, that you would take a hike, get some tea, and go up to a hilltop, and cover yourself with blankets or a tent in order to broadcast in the middle of the night?
Yep, that's right. There is a place up the back that has a good signal because it's at the back of it, it's got a granite outcrop.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And Chris, if you'd like to find out what her work is like, you can go to 5MinuteUniversity.com. F-I-V-E, MinuteUniversity.com. And you'll see some of her offerings. You can click on them and they'll take you right to Amazon if you'd like to buy them. So 5MinuteUniversity.com. Herman's with us in Nevada. Greg's on the line. Herman, is there anything else that you want to do?
Yeah, one
sure?
thing. Is Gwyneth still with us?
Yes.
Gwyneth, would a landline solve all the problems, a landline telephone for you for the show?
It would probably result in a higher call quality.
Okay.
It probably would.
Okay, so that's a yes.
The advantage
Great.
With a cell phone is whether I can pay the phone bill or not, I can still call. I can still have the show call. I can still have the class call me.
With
okay.
A landline.
I can still allow Jason to call me on the cell phone. But the landline, if I don't pay the bills, I can't make
the bill
calls.
It was not an issue.
Well, that would definitely help.
That's where I'm going with this. If the bill's not an issue, then that would make it much better. The other thing, don't forget, on 5 Minute University, there's an amazing list that everybody needs, even an old guy like me, went and doubled up on everything. All right. Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Gwyneth. Look for your email.
Herman, thanks.
Thanks for that.
Herman,
thanks for
calling in.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. I'll listen off the air.
Very good. Thank you, Herman. That's Herman in Nevada. Greg in Utah. Welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to say, Gwyneth, you are a leader. Vincent, you're a leader. You've got a following. You may not know who that following is, but you're the wealth of knowledge that is just priceless, literally priceless. It'll become more apparent as people are struggling to survive. I wanted to mention, I did a little video, and I'm going to send you tonight the link, Vincent. I've got my little 2-foot square rainstorm in action. And so you'll be able to put that on your website so people can see this little rainstorm. And the reason I like it so much is because it is movable. This is something you can take anywhere with you and have your own little personal purified water rainstorm going on.
Great. Let's flesh that out on Friday, hour number two.
We'll do. But I just wanted to say thank you, Ben. Thank you. You guys are leaders.
Well, I don't know about that, but I can tell you one thing is for absolute certain. I've never met Gwyneth, but I know she has bruises from all the things that she's tried and all the heavy lifting she's done, and I have them as well. Craig, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is that right, Gwyneth? You got some bruises?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And about 13 broken bones.
Yeah.
That have healed. But there's still the scars on the bones, and when it gets stormy, they hurt a little bit. Not much, but they do hurt a little bit. And
Gwyneth, you were talking. You and I were talking privately about yesterday on the phone about wood. How serious do you think this situation is? People stealing wood, people stealing butter, the theft that's going on throughout the world because people are becoming more desperate.
I think desperate about sums it up. I would like to go into, I know we've only got a few minutes left, I would like to go into a little bit of what my husband Archie told me that things were like when he was a boy in Glasgow in Scotland. And his mother moved him to Glasgow in 1939. And he was about 3 or 4 years old. I'm not quite sure when his mother moved him. His birthday was in November, so probably he was 3, almost 4 years old. And, you know, just in time for World War II to break out. And, you know, Adolf, Mr. What's-His-Face, was not a very nice man. And he was bombing the daylights out of Glasgow. And these bombs would hit regular houses and they would, you know, detonate. Archie said that he would go and he would be playing with a particular friend and then, you know, he'd be playing all day and then, you know, he'd go off to, you know, the street lights would begin to come on and so he'd have to go home to his home and his little friend would go home to his home down the way. And they'd say, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye! You know? And what would happen is that he never saw his friend again because his house was blown to smithereens. And they all went down to the air raid shelters. And they heard a particularly near detonation. And his mother said, oh Christ, that was close. And they woke up in the morning. And where little Jimmy's house had been, little Jimmy Campbell down the road where his house has been.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.